sick to death of hearing things from neurotic, psychotic, short-sighted politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give us the truth. I'm sick to death of reading things by stupid little fucking punk rockers. All I want is the truth. Just give us the truth. I'm short-sighted, yellow belly, son of trippy dick. It's gonna mother help us out so fish. It's a pocket full of hope. Money for dough. I'm sick to death of hearing things from paranoid schizophrenic mama's little chauvinist. All I want is the truth. Just give us the truth. I'm sick to death of hearing things.
Welcome to the first ever edition on We the People Radio Network of Truth Jihad Radio, formerly known as 9/11 and Empire Radio. That's right, this is the inaugural edition of my one and only evening show. I have left my RBN show and I brought it over here to We the People Radio Network, collapsing the two into one great show, and we are going to be renaming this one the Truth Jihad Radio Show. Because that book is, well, a little more personally mine than the 9/11 and Empire book I edited. And besides, it has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Truth Jihad Radio. I just like saying that. So I'm glad I'm going to be saying it here at We the People Radio Network, the premier activist radio network, where you can get free archives and you don't have to put up with, well, let's not get into that. Okay, where were we here? We're going to be talking tonight about the need to fire Congress. Why would we want to fire Congress? Well, let's say, why wouldn't we? I mean, these guys have betrayed the Constitution so many times just in the past few years that it's really hard to keep track. You know, this recent FISA and telecom immunity bill is just the latest in a series of outrages from a Congress that has run roughshod over the Constitution that they have sworn to defend. Well, that's part of the reason, but also, we have a real structural problem with our Congress right now, and that is that they're all a bunch of criminals. Yeah, no, I know they're all criminals against the Constitution. What I'm talking about here is they're just kind of petty criminals because they are bribe takers. These people all take bribes. Now, I'm sure that's probably not news to you, but it is still an outrage. Even if you're used to it and habituated, you should realize that having our legislative branch made up of a group of people taking bribes to influence their votes is not acceptable. Well, that's the way it works now. They take vast amounts of money from the biggest and evilest financial empires on the planet to vote the way those empires want them to vote, against the interests of ordinary people like us. That's why I've introduced a new campaign finance reform plan to get bribery prosecuted. It's really very simple. Just in the same way as possession of more than a certain amount of drugs is considered evidence of drug dealing and gets you automatically prosecuted as a dealer, any office holder who accepts more than $200 from anybody should be automatically prosecuted for taking a bribe. Now, this law would apply to office holders, that is, incumbents. It would not apply to non-incumbents who are not office holders, and the result would not only be to end the system of legalized bribery that reigns in Washington, D.C., but it would also free our system from the grip of incumbents. It would give a big financial advantage to challengers who could raise money, who could take more than $200 because they're not office holders, therefore it's not a bribe. So I've proposed this idea on my website, barrettforcongress.us. If you read my reply to the League of Women Voters, sent me a survey asking my positions on various issues, and scroll down a little bit, you'll get to the end legalized bribery proposal for campaign finance reform. And this, I believe, is part of the kick them all out effort, the fire Congress effort that is going on all over the country. We need to throw all the incumbents out of office, Democrats, Republicans, heterosexuals, homosexuals, whatever the heck they are, whatever party they are, whatever ethnicity they are, whatever they call themselves, we need to just throw them out and start over. Because I'll tell you, folks, this is a complete hoax and a sham and a whitewash. What we've seen in the past 7 years, I never thought I would live to see in this country. And I knew this country was pretty messed up. But this is beyond a sham and a hoax and a scandal. This is completely we've lost the country. And I think the best way to get it back is to turn all the incumbents out of office, start anew with term limits and this campaign finance reform proposal to prosecute any office holder who takes a bribe. All right, well, all this by way of introduction of tonight's first hour guest. The second hour guest will be Sophia of 9/11 Mysteries, so do plan to stick around for that. My first hour guest is Bruce McDonald. He's with the firecongress.org website, otherwise known as the Kick Them All Out Project. And I am a strong supporter of this, as I told the League of Women Voters, and as I'm telling everybody who will listen, it's time to throw them all out of office and wipe the slate clean. Welcome, Bruce McDonald, a man with an idea whose time has come.
Mr. Barrett, thank you so much.
Hey, it's great to have you back. So you've been keeping pretty busy planning this revolution.
Well, I sure have. It's astounding how hard it is for people to see the most obvious things. I'm just astounded every day I hear people say things like, I'd love to kick them all out, but it's impossible. Or, you know, I mean, just there's an endless stream of reasons why that's not going to work, and yet everybody knows the entire Congress is totally corrupt. And it's the one thing we can do. We can go and vote them out of office.
Well, their popularity ratings are down to something like single digits. They're much worse than even Bush.
Well, exactly. So, you know, the only thing I can figure is that there's been such a massive amount of social conditioning when it comes to the whole political environment, the way people think about it, how it works. Some of the hardest people to get to see this simple, elegant step are people that have been involved in politics forever. That's not the way it works, you know.
Right. Well, they just breathe and, you know, they breathe the air, the corrupt air that they're used to breathing, and they can't imagine that fresh air could ever blow through the land.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's like. It's like, well, they've been breathing the stink for so long that they can't imagine, you know, standing in an open field.
Well, people are creatures of habit, and people who've been involved with this corrupt political system start taking on corrupt habits, and pretty soon they don't even see the corruption around them, or they just take it for granted and say that it's always been that way, it's always going to be that way.
Well, yeah, but it's like we have to do something, you know, and everybody's running around screaming and yelling about how desperate our situation is. Everybody sees it. The bankers are crashing everything around their ankles. We have to slam the brakes on this. And we only have one way to do it that's doable in the next 3 months. You know, we could, if people would, you know, I don't know what it's going to take. All we have to do is get a national drumbeat going to fire Congress. And you go to the poll, and you don't vote for your incumbent. I mean, it couldn't get any easier.
That's right. All you have to do is figure out who the incumbent is. That's not that difficult.
Well, you can go to my website, kickthemalloutcom, or firecongress.org. They're the same. Go to the same place, and you look up your state, and you look up your district, and there's a full-color photo. You know, you print out the page, and you take it with you, and you don't vote for them. You know, it just boggles my mind. Why? You know, I've had women, you know, when I go to the grocery store, the store and check out, I always talk to the cashiers, and I'll say, you know, we can just vote them out of office. And they, quite often, they look at me and go, we can do that?
Well, sometimes I worry that the corrupt nature of the election system is actually working against us a little bit, because you know, so many people now are at least subliminally aware that votes get rigged, that these voting machines can be programmed, and so they're feeling like they're losing power. And they should remember they can only steal elections if they're close. So if we come out, you know, with 55-60% of the people voting against an incumbent, they just can't steal that.
That's right. And, you know, the way they orchestrate the entire political process is by design set up to discourage people and foster a sense of hopelessness and futility. And, you know, and typically I believe the figures are something like only half of the voters, actually registered voters, actually vote. And they're roughly split down the middle, you know, 24% Democrat, 24% Republican. So you've got roughly 24% of the people deciding everything for the entire country.
That's right.
And that's just 24% of the voters.
That's right. And what that means is that if you can get a bunch of the non-voters to come out and vote for you running against the incumbents, then you got a chance. That's what Jesse Ventura did in Minnesota. I was recently reading about his campaign. There's this great book called Run the Other Way that's by one of the guys behind his campaign strategy. Points out that Jesse was able to win mainly because he got all kinds of people out there who just wouldn't have voted if he wasn't in the race.
Well, that is the key. If we can get the non-voters off their butt, because there's never been sort of an approach like this where you're not going to vote for somebody necessarily. You're going specifically to make sure Congress gets fired.
Well, that sounds good to me. And you know, I think we need to also remind people that it's not just a matter of changing the personnel, although that's very, very important. That will send a real message. That'll be the shot heard around the world. But we also need to change the way Congress does business. And that's why I have proposed this law that would have people prosecuted for bribery if they're an office holder who takes more than $200 from anybody or any group or you know any source. That would be considered a bribe.
Right,
of course it's a bribe. I mean, what do you think it is? Why do you think these people are just throwing their money away? I mean, come on.
That's right. Well, you know, the key, though, is if you don't get any people, if you don't change the climate in Congress, you can't get anything like that passed. You can't get it to go anywhere. The few good people we have in Congress now, they're totally ineffectual. They can't get anything done because the bulk of it, you know, opposes anything that will actually make things better.
Well, that's right.
Because there is a global agenda. I mean, there's clearly a global agenda. And frankly, the people at the heart of the whole thing are the bankers. The transnational bankers are behind everything that's happening right now.
Well, I think you may very well be right. What are your sources for that? If people wanted to see the evidence that there's a international banking cabal that's taking down the middle class, that presumably did 9/11, that's got this whole globalist one-world agenda going, trying to dumb us down and turn us into a global slave labor plantation force. What's the best source of information on this?
Well, I'd say the best source, I don't know if it's the best, but it was one of the first ones I saw, was called The Money Master. And you can go to the website and watch it for free. It's 3 hours, and it's not terribly entertaining, but it goes through the entire history of money and banking and who controls it and what these few people are able to do when you control the currency and credit of nations. You literally can control everything because you have a monopoly over the nation's currency and credit. You literally can create unlimited wealth out of thin air. And
Well, that's true. The fractional reserve system has given bankers a lot of power, and then these central banks that all the major nations have adopted seem to be designed to give bankers even more power.
Well, they're exactly designed for that, because what it and you know, I hear the term, you know, dumbing down of the population a lot, and I think we're doing everybody a disservice by doing it. That, I think that's one of the social conditioned phrases that we all sort of unwittingly just repeat over and over and over. I think it's just we've been deliberately misinformed about everything. So, you know, all the people I know that I sit down and explain them the way the banking system works, they're not dumbed down. They just didn't know.
Well, that's true. A lot of people are quite smart when it comes to pursuing their own personal interests, when it comes to figuring out who's a good shot to win the Western Division of the National Sports League. You know, they could be very bright in these areas. So I don't know if they're really dumbed down so much as misinformed. You may have a point there.
Yeah, they're not really dumb. They're just, you know, you're raised in a culture, because these bankers, they're the same people that are behind all of the big, large transnational corporations. You know, they're the same people that own the military-industrial complex and all of the media and, you know, the big agro and the big pharma.
Well, that sounds like the music is being played, signaling that we have come to the end of our first segment, and we will resume at the beginning of our second. Well, hey, Bruce McDonald of the FireCongress.org project, otherwise known as KickThemAllOut.com, will return with us in just a moment. Stay tuned.
News, politics, cover-ups, government corruption. You're listening to We the People Radio Network.
WTPRN.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If you fool me, you can't get fooled again.
This is the Truth Jihad Radio Show, otherwise known as the 9/11 Empire Show. Those are the names of my two 9/11 related books. We are moving to calling this the 9/11 and Empire. No, we're moving to calling this the Truth Jihad Radio Show. I shut down my RBN operation on Saturday night. I'm moving over here to We the People for good. So tell all your friends. This is the new Truth Jihad Radio Show. We're going to have some new John Lennon bumper music up for you, hopefully next week. And we'll have all kinds of great guests, as we always do. Tonight, my first hour guest is Bruce McDonald of FireCongress.org. Second hour guest is Sophia of 9/11 Mysteries. Should be a great show. We'll have another good one for you coming up next week as well with the world's funniest Muslim, Azhar Usman, the world-famous Muslim comedian. He'll slay you. If you haven't heard Azhar Usman, Google him up and listen to some of his stuff. He's hilarious. Usman is his last name. It's Azhar Usman. All right, well, back into the conversation with Bruce McDonald of the Kick Them All Out project at FireCongress.org. Well, Bruce, I guess every now and then I have to try to ask somebody a hard question. So here's about the only hard question I can think of for you. But do you really think people should even vote against two incumbents like Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul?
Well, we gave them a pass. They're the only two. Everybody makes such a stink about it that we said, okay, one Republican, one Democrat, they get a pass.
So you're ready for me there.
Well,
I wasn't the first one to think of that.
No, that's almost right out of the gate with a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter. I just say, well, yeah, it's nice having them in there, but they can't get anything done.
Well,
if all you're going to do is elect the same criminals again and throw Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul back into the den of thieves, what's the point?
Well, that's right.
You're not doing them any favors.
Right, and just about all of them really are cowards at best, you know, criminals at worst. My own opponent here, Ron Kind, I would say he's probably not really a criminal kind of person, but he's a major league bribe taker. He's one of the worst of the people taking special interest money, and that may be the reason that he keeps voting for the war. He keeps voting against the Constitution. This is very much related to the bribes he's taking from people who are, you know, giving him this money he thinks he needs to get elected. So he's got, I don't know, $1 million or so, and, you know, I'm running against him with a few thousand. But, hey, who knows? Maybe people will figure out that seeing a whole bunch of pablum commercials for a guy like that really should convince them to vote against him.
Well, yeah, I mean, voting out all the incumbents would slam the brakes on just about everything. Because if everybody would just do it, or just enough people would do it, so that we actually accomplished it, it will send such a huge message to the whole system that it no longer matters how much money you spend. We're not going to vote for you. You know, we may need to do this, you know, 2, 3, 4 cycles, election cycles, before we actually get the point across and break the cycle.
Well, Bruce, realistically, I think you're right. I think it'll take a few cycles, but I think that realistically we can hope for an election that will stun the world by the number of incumbents that do get thrown out. That's something that we could really accomplish.
Well, definitely, there's no question about it. I mean, people say, oh, we can't do it. It can't be done.
Well, throwing out all 500 is one thing, but throwing out so many that the world reels and you know is astounded.
It would have to be a lot for the world to reel.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. How many do you think we need to throw out to really give the whole system a huge kick in the pants?
Me, personally, I like the 99% figure.
That's, yeah, everybody but Paul and Kucinich.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do it, do it. It's like, I just look at people and I go, it's insane to allow these people to remain in office. It's just totally insane.
Well, it is. Why do you think people do that? What makes them walk into the booth with glazed eyes, sort of like those zombies wandering through the shopping mall in Dawn of the Dead, and pulling those levers and, you know, sort of drooling and glazed eyes and, you know, their arms just, like, reach out, like, reflexively and pull these levers? You know, what's causing them to behave this way?
Well, it's intense social pressure and conditioning. It's the people that have been doing this have been doing it for a long time. And, you know, I think his name, Edward Bernays, was the nephew of Freud. And he pioneered, you know, sort of the corporate how to mass control people through propaganda and ad campaigns. And, you know, and they've honed those skills to such a degree. There's a really good couple of videos on the website at firecongress.org. And this guy named Darren Brown had, I couldn't believe it, a show on, I think it was the Sci-Fi Channel for a little while, called Mind Control with Darren Brown. And I've got two segments on there where he shows you how these things are done. And it will totally, everybody needs to watch those, because it's stunning how it works and how easy it is. And it's being done to us constantly through television, through our, the way we all talk to each other, and the whole presidential race, you know, if you've noticed, it lasts forever. And they put so much emphasis on the presidential race because it drives everybody into the partisan camp, partisan mindset. It makes that whole fraud seem more real and more important. And since most of the people that vote are those 24% Republicans and 24% Democrats, that's usually enough for them to get what they want.
Well, you're right that I think the presidential race also puts people into a sort of a submissive mindset. And the president, of course, is a figurehead, much like a king in countries that still have kings. And we look up to the president and have this sort of emotional transference. The president becomes a substitute father figure. And all those kinds those kinds of emotions kick in. And that's what, it puts us into that submissive frame of mind where we'll just walk in there and pull the levers for the party of whichever father figure we're voting for.
That's right. And we're so totally oriented to having a leader and leaders. And they're supposed to be servants, not rulers. You know?
Well, Congress is supposed to have a lot more power than the president. Congress is supposed to be the body that declares war. If the president is trying to send Americans off to die somewhere and there's no war that's been declared by Congress, then that's just murder. And that's what's been
going on to the
tune of 5 million plus people killed since World War II.
That's right. And they transferred the power to the presidency so they don't have to take the blame for it. And it takes all the attention off of Congress, and people, again, get conditioned to think all the power is in the presidency. And when the president does not have authority to do most of the stuff they're doing, and the candidates are always spouting all this stuff they're going to do, they have no constitutional authority to do any of it. You know, all they can do is ask the Congress to do it. So it keeps all the attention off of the Congress. And gets everybody fixated into this partisan political nonsense that discourages everybody because you don't get a choice.
Well, how are we going to get all these guys kicked out? Just voting for a good non-incumbent or any old non-incumbent? Maybe we need a none of the above on the ballot the way Jesse Ventura says. Who knows? We'll be talking some more with Bruce McDonald of FireCongress.org in a moment. Right here on We the People Radio Network. So stick around.
We know the official story is impossible, so we set about scientifically to come up with a hypothesis and then to test that.
All right, we're just searching for the truth, because so far we've been truthless. Don't mean to be ruthless.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the new Truth Jihad radio show, otherwise known as 9/11 and Empire. And, of course, what you just heard was Three Shoes Posse doing 10 Second Free Fall, one of their great songs, from my good friend Deb, fellow host here at We the People, who's even working in the control booth tonight. Welcome to the control booth, Deb. All right, well, my guest tonight is Bruce McDonald. He's with the Kick Them All Out project at FireCongress.org, otherwise known as KickThemAllOut.com. And, Bruce, you're a holdout for the whole tamale. You want to kick them all out. Well, maybe, you know, Paul and Kucinich get the only passes. The rest of the Congress critters get hustled out of there. The bums rush. Clear them out. Bring in some new faces. What kind of have you had any mainstream media coverage of this, or are they so much on the take that they won't even look at you? Hello, Bruce. Oh well, maybe Bruce is temporarily off the line here. If anybody wants to call in and ask Bruce any questions, he should be back. The number here is area code 512-646-1984. That's 512-646-1984. And, Bruce, if you hear this, you can call that number, too. In the second hour today, we are going to be having Sophia from 9/11 Mysteries, which is my personal favorite among 9/11 truth documentary films. Sophia always has something interesting to say. She is one of my most articulate and interesting guests. So that's going to be great. Hopefully, Bruce will still be here, though, for the rest of the first hour. You know, I think firing Congress is important, although I do think it does depend a little bit on, you know, what kind of case you can make against any particular incumbent. I mean, it's a great message, fire all the incumbents. I'm for it. But, you know, it is helpful to have something specific to go after each particular incumbent with. In my case, since I'm running for Congress in the 3rd District in Wisconsin, I have a perfect tailor-made incumbent to get thrown out of there. His name is Ron Kind. And Ron Kind has just made himself a poster boy for Democratic whimpering. He keeps voting for things like the telecom immunity bill, the FISA bill that just passed that guts the Fourth Amendment. He votes to fund the war. He's never voted against that. He votes against his own party when they try to limit the duration of the war. Somebody like that is really pretty easy to go after. And if anybody wants to help me go after him, help me raise a little money and run some ads to flail and, you know, to pummel this guy with, and perhaps help educate people, whether or not it actually gets me elected is, well, you know, that's in the hands of Allah. But it certainly can wake a few people up. And if you want to help out, just go to the website, barrettforcongress.us, and you can contribute. You can send me ideas. You can, you know, I don't know, throw rotten fruit if you want. It looks like we do have Bruce McDonald back. Bruce, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, good to have you back.
Thank you.
You know, I'm all in favor of throwing out Congress, but I don't want to throw out my radio guests, especially ones who are doing such good work as you. So, hey, we do have a caller. It's Woody from Oklahoma. Hello, Woody.
Hey, Kevin, this is Chris. I'm not quite sure why my name Woody is coming up from Oklahoma. I never knew Woody in Tulsa. So,
well, I got the screen. It says Woody from Oklahoma.
Yeah, maybe Deb can go ahead and correct that. I'm on the control board, but
okay, Chris.
I was just caught you earlier in the show, and this is a little off topic, but I understand. Are you going exclusive WTPRN now, or are you?
I sure am.
Okay.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm still on GCN at this point,
okay.
And I think I'm staying. They call me. They're talking about equipment upgrades and needing digital telephones and things like that, which I can't afford.
Sure.
So there's always a chance I'll go all WCPRN. Frankly, I really like WCPRN. This network is, I think, the best activist network out there. So, it's still up in the air with the GCN show.
We enjoy listening to you here in Oklahoma City. I know Tulsa is also good, and you've got a new audience in Tulsa, too. So. Just a quick update on your campaign. Are you still running for the U.S. Congress seat in your district in Wisconsin?
I sure am. You can find out more about that at barrettforcongress.us.
Okay, good. Well, thanks for your time, Kevin. I'll let you go, and I'll enjoy listening to your show tonight. Keep up the good work.
Well, yeah, it's great to hear from you, Chris. I'll try and bring you back on as a guest one of these fine nights.
Thank you. Likewise, I look forward to having you on our show, Radio Free Oklahoma, on Saturdays from 6 to 8. We'll talk to you later.
Great. Okay, take care, Chris.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, hey, now you know what to listen to on Saturdays from 6 to 8. Now that Truth Jihad Radio is moving to We the People during this time slot, that is Wednesdays 8 to 10 p.m., from 6 to 8 p.m., you can hear Chris Emery right here on We the People Radio Network, so you won't be without scintillating radio conversation during your Saturday evening. Well, that's good news. Okay, well, so Bruce, I was just asking you about the mainstream. Is a mainstream media, have you gotten any mainstream media coverage at all on the Kick Them All Out Friday?
Oh, yeah, they're beating down my door. They can't get enough of this idea.
Yeah.
I mean, that
would be in their interest, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I was on Out There TV, and they were asking me about, you know, all the actions we can take. You know, everybody knows that we have to do something, and... You know, they're bringing up protesting and, you know, all the street actions where they're confronting Giuliani and Clinton. And specifically, they talked about the march that was just coming up. And I said, well, you know, it's pretty much only going to speak to the people that already know what's going on because the media isn't going to cover it. And if the media doesn't cover it, nobody's aware that it's happening. So... You can do those kind of things, but I say everything that you can do short of going to the voting booth and throwing them out of office amounts to nothing more than a threat. And the threats are hollow because we never go to the polls and throw them out of office.
Well, every once in a while, some people do throw some office holders out of office. It does happen. There are these sort of little, you know, grassroots brush fire rebellions here and there.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. We need to make it nationwide and as big as
possible.
Yeah,
it's never amounts to anything. In the last election, the media, the parties, they carried on like, oh, God, we've got a brand new Congress and the Democrats have taken over and only 15% of the seats changed hands.
Well, that's right. And then when they were elected to end the war and they didn't do anything to end the war, they didn't go after this blatantly criminal administration, didn't even try to impeach them, didn't try to do anything, and just retroactively authorized them to commit all these horrendous crimes against the Constitution, that pretty well underlined the complete lack of legitimacy of this so-called opposition.
That's right, and everybody's so worried about getting good people into Congress, and I always quote Jefferson, who talked to a friend of his that was all worried about the same thing, and he said, he, you know, kind of irate about it, because everybody does it, and he says, speak to me not of good men. Rather bind all men down with the Constitution. And that's the problem. It doesn't matter who gets elected into office as long as we demand that the rule of law actually be honored and upheld. And until that happens, you know, that's the problem. It has no, what did Bush say? It's a GD piece of paper.
Yeah, yeah, and we know what kind of paper he was talking about, too.
Yeah,
so we do really, you know, have a serious problem on our hands. And I think this is the year to do it. You know, if this isn't the year,
well,
people
don't
really,
if we don't do it in the next, you know, if we can't get the war drums pounding, and if you think about it, they're so good at fractionalizing everybody and everything and causing infighting so nobody can actually form a focus anywhere. That this campaign is so mindlessly simple that it's actually capable, if everybody would just decide enough is enough and go to the poll and vote these guys out of office. I wanted to use a bad word just then.
Well, don't do that. We don't want the FCC coming down on us.
I know.
We can't afford the fines.
That's right. So I
save
self-censored.
That
but it's like... What else can we do? You know, anything else is a partial measure, and it won't have any impact.
Well, I think part of the issue is to help educate people about how Congress has really abdicated its responsibility to rule the country. And hopefully if we throw all these corrupt people out and a whole new crowd comes in, that will send a message, and those new people will start taking back the country, taking back their own power. We'll be back in a moment. This is Kevin Barrett talking with Bruce McDonald of FireCongress.org.
This is Cascadia Public Radio.
Physical devices, now it's silent strikes from political infighters. The black market government, we're being criminal, it's righteous. Ran by bloodlines, it was dirty before ISIS. The crisis is even spread to spiritual infestations. Confessionals filled with sexual molestations. Professionals who set on capitalization, they don't notice their children rebasing in their $1 million basement.
Welcome back. This is the 9/11 and Empire Show, which is becoming the Truth Jihad Radio. That's right. I've left RBN. I'm now doing my evening show only right here at We the People Radio Network. Well, this is the final segment with my first hour guest. Tonight I'm talking with Bruce McDonald of the Kick Them All Out Project, which is at firecongress.org, a mindlessly simple but absolutely brilliant idea. Kick all the incumbents out. Just don't vote for any incumbents. Send them home. Send a message. It's pretty hard to argue with that, given just how bad things have become in Washington. And Bruce, you're saying you're not getting coverage from the mainstream, and that doesn't surprise me too much. But you know, realistically, to try and build this thing, I think it would be helpful to try to trick the mainstream into covering us a little bit. I mean, I'll be doing that here in Western Wisconsin, where I'm running for Congress. Mm-hmm. I'm out there just bombarding all of the media in this district. I'm going to hit them up with snail mail. I'm, you know, going to call some of them. I'm, you know, doing interviews and things like that, and trying to get some coverage of this stuff. And I think you can do it with the smaller papers. This is mostly a rural district, and there are ways you can trick the media into covering you. I've sort of been involved in that before with the 9/11 truth issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have a lot of experience, you know, and I don't have a staff, and I don't have any funding, and
that makes it tough.
And I can only do so much, and you know, it's always the same situation. The people in power are in power primarily because they control the money printing presses, and they can print as much as they want, whenever they want. And over the centuries, you know, with the advancement of technology and the understanding of psychology and, you know, all the advancements. I mean, way back in the, you know, the king and queen days, these same kind of people were in charge, and they're sociopathic, psychopathic lunatics.
Well, they certainly are. That's the my article, Twilight of the Psychopaths, talking about why madmen rule the world and why their days are numbered. Has gotten 120 or so thousand Google hits now.
Oh, great!
And that's I'm turning that into a book, hoping to get it out as perhaps as early as next fall. But I think you're right. I think
that's the heart of it.
Yeah, these bloodlines. You know, David Icke and those guys talk about Illuminati bloodlines. Well, I think it's psychopathic bloodlines. I think what they're doing is they're transmitting their genes for being high IQ psychopaths.
Well, definitely.
Psychopaths were capable of working together with other psychopaths, unlike
the guys in prison. You just look at history, and it was always, you know, the kings and queens from adjoining, you know, territories fighting each other over their stuff and using us as cannon fodder. It hasn't changed one bit. It's the same psychopath. People don't realize that those families have preserved their wealth from generation to generation, and they're just getting better at what they do.
And that's what we fought the original American Revolution against. We were trying to get these people off our backs.
Well, yeah, and they're the kind of people that aren't going to get off your back. They're just not going to do it, and certainly not willingly. And so it's a constant battle. I mean, when I started reading American history, U.S. history, I was amazed that from the very beginning, this group fought tooth and nail. You know, everything the Founding Fathers set up. They wanted a strong central government that they could control. And they have been fighting it and building it ever since. And they pretty much accomplished it almost completely right now.
And one silver lining here, which itself has a cloud attached to it, is that this civilization that they've built, just when they're achieving what looks like, you know, closer and closer to total control, the civilization itself is starting to really fray around the edges.
Yeah.
You know, what are they going to be left controlling if this thing blows up?
That is their Achilles heel, because it's never enough for these people, ever. And they push it and push it and push it to the point where people start saying, I can't take anymore. And that is the silver lining, because the beauty of our particular situation with our form of, you know, a theoretical constitutional republic is if we can take control of Congress away from them, and that's what firing Congress would start in motion. Take control of Congress. We basically do what they did. They took control of Congress and the legislative process, and then they rammed in the Federal Reserve, you know, the third central bank. So they got control of the power to write any law they want, to make every crime they want to commit legal, and then they took over the currency. So they have total power.
So, Bruce, why do you think they're debasing the currency so absurdly right now? I mean, the dollar is just being shredded. As though they're printing it so fast that, you know, the printing presses are about ready to blow up, and nobody wants dollars anymore.
They want to destroy our economy and the middle class, and they're in their end game right now, and they want to plunge everybody into just survival mode. Because if everybody's in survival mode, they won't pay attention to what they're doing. They're plunging everything into survival mode. And that's what they did in the 20s. They're doing the exact same thing they did in the 20s. They flood the market with easy credit, get everybody in over their head, and then they dry it up, except for themselves, of course.
So what do you think about the way Roosevelt responded to that? Are you with Webster Tarpley, who's going to be my radio guest later this week on GCN, Roosevelt's pretty much a hero in terms of standing up to these people, or are you with the skeptics who would say that he just kind of saved them from their own excesses?
Well, I don't know enough about that particular issue, but nobody becomes president unless you've done your deals. I mean, that's been the case for a long time. You know, it's just not a... You know, that's the thing. They get everybody obsessed with the presidency where you have no choice. They tell you who you get to pick from. But we do have a choice over the Congress. And the Congress has more power than the president. You know, even if the president vetoes a bill, the Congress can overrule it. The Congress can stop everything that's happening right now.
And a congressional district is small enough that you can actually reach out to the people of the district in ways that you can't in larger bodies.
That's right.
Here in my district, the number of voters is, well, it's probably, what, less than half a million or less.
Mm-hmm.
It's rural. There are a lot of small papers,
mm-hmm.
smaller kinds of radio stations. It's much more human scale
mm-hmm.
than if I were trying to run for Senate or something like that, much less
sure.
president. So it's possible to actually run an interesting congressional campaign on a relatively small amount of money. And
right.
and reach the local people and educate them in ways
right.
that you can't do in other candidates. I think people should be running, too. I mean, I know there are some other good people out there running these insurgency campaigns of the kind that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we had more. I wish we had somebody like me running in every district.
Well, there's a lot of people doing it. And when I try to get all the people running against incumbents to realize is that they can, you know, on your campaign trail, you're doing it because you have it on your website, and I don't know how much you mention it, but I heard your little commercial for Fire the Liars.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I mean, they've lied so many times. Nobody would put up with that in their personal life, within their personal circle, but they put up with endless streams of it from the government and the media. And anyway, you know, if all the people running against incumbents would pound the drum of firing Congress, and you get that going and rattling around in everybody's head, that notion, that idea, by the time the election rolls around, I could see people walking into the booth so disgusted, you know, $5 a gallon gas, and just say, what the heck? And look on the thing and vote for anybody else.
Yeah, well, that's what, you know, we need to think of ways to make this catchy and really, you know, I think you've done a great job. You've got, you know, your politicians are like diapers. You know, they need to be changed often and for the same reason. That's a good line. I mean,
we have our Uncle Sam poster. You know, he's
yeah.
pointing at you, going, "I want you to fire Congress."
Right, that's good too. Yeah, and I think "Fire the Liars" is also a good chorus.
That is a good one
because it rhymes. You know, like I like Ike. You know, "Fire the Liars."
Right. And you know, and on my homepage, there's a little story I put down there where, you know, if you have a business and you find out all your employees aren't doing the job you hired them to do, and they're lying to you, and they're not listening to you, and in fact they're working for your competition, what do you do?
Well, I guess you wander with glazed eyes, you know, into a booth, and you pull the lever to give them yet more money.
That's right. Well, that's what we're doing. You know, that's how insane we are, you know. It's like but in a business, you wouldn't even think twice. You would fire every stinking one of them. And you wouldn't worry that the next people you hire are going to be just as bad, because the next people you hire are going to know that you just fired everybody and you're not going to put up with it.
Well, this would be a way of reasserting our authority over our public servants. That's why they're called public servants, is because they are our employees. We hire them and we fire them.
That's
and every
right.
once in a while we have to fire them so that they remember that.
Well, we never have in any way that's going to make any difference.
Well, that's right. And structurally, though, I think we need to change the structure of the system so that we don't get these permanent incumbents anymore.
Oh, not enough time.
Oh, well, we'll figure that one out in our next conversation, Bruce. Thank you for coming on, for doing all this great work. Tell us your website one more time.
Firecongress.org will get you there. And say hi to, I forgot her name. I agree with you. I think it's the best 9/11 movie.
Oh, yeah, Sophia.
Sophia, I spoke to her some time ago. She'll probably remember me.
Okay, we'll be bringing on Sophia from 9/11 Mysteries in a moment. So, hey, take care, Bruce.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. This is Kevin Barrett right here on the new Truth Jihad Radio. We do have Sophia on the line. We will be bringing her on after the upcoming break. So stick around.
Thank you. The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.